How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
My opinion of Cardi B's not always been great.
Yeah.
But I've never, like, disliked her. She's never really given me a reason to have a negative attitude, you know? Like, she does her thing, you know? Whatever.
She's talentless.
Yeah, I don't think her music is good at all.
I don't think it's good, and I don't think she writes it, so that makes it even worse.
I don't think she's as hot as people say she is.
Nah, me neither. Yeah. People love all of her little catchphrases and stuff because it's super weird, but I don't really care for her too much. She's funny because she's an idiot.
She's a train wreck. Yeah. Yes. I don't, you know, but laughing at somebody that's stupid only goes so far for me. The shelf life is very, very short for me. Mm. Like, I go, okay, I get it. She's an idiot. Ugh. You know what I mean? But, yeah, like you said, there's no talent there to really keep me enthralled. I'm done. And then I find out now I got a real reason to not like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, this makes me feel way better.
Well, it's actually the second reason.
Yeah, that's true.
It was sorry. Do you want to break the news?
No, you do it.
No.
No. I want you to do it.
Cardi B turned herself in today.
I know. We have the news here. It's awesome.
She turned herself in because she got into a physical altercation.
Well, you're not going to believe
where.
Yeah, a strip club.
And she used to be a stripper. Yep. I was trying to do the math in my head because apparently this happened a month ago and she's just turning herself in now.
Yeah.
Which is around the same time that she got into a brawl, a physical altercation with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj. And which was only, I want to say, like, I don't know, 3 weeks after she had a baby, gave birth.
Yeah.
So why the hell is she at a strip club? I mean, I'm not trying to parent shame here. I don't have any kids. But why are you going to a goddamn strip club when you have a newborn at the house?
Oh, I know the answer. Because she's a giant turd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's not a good person. And look, like I said, when I say she's not as hot as people make her out to be, physically, she's got the kind of body I like in a girl, you know, nice, thick, curvy. She's not physically ugly in the face. But the second she starts talking.
Yikes.
And this is with anybody. The second you start talking and you are that person, like, you're just dumb. And the things you say are just annoying and stupid. And you're forcing this character. And look, you're getting rich from it. That's fine. But I had the same opinion with, like, these horrible mumble rappers and stuff. Like, this, who's this stupid kid that that we talked about with the face tattoos?
Lil Xan.
X-A-N. Yeah.
The one that almost killed himself with flaming hot.
Cheetos.
Yeah. First thing I did, I went and I looked up his music because I go, he's a rapper. I've never heard of him. I'm obviously out of touch. He's probably only popular with, like, 14-year-olds.
Right.
And it's the worst rap I've ever heard in my life. First of all, he looks like an absolutely privileged little white boy. Mm. And he is rapping like he is about to die from an overdose. Like, he needs Narcan immediately. But it's just his style. So he's just like, I'm listening to this. I'm getting angry. I'm like, I'm calling my girlfriend in the room. I go, listen to this crap, man. And it's the track I was listening to had like 45 million listens on Spotify. No.
Yeah. I have this thing that I always say out loud when a song is playing and it's just absolutely atrocious.
Ugh.
Like the lyrics or the music behind it, everything is just bad. I just go, oh, that's not a song. And I change it. That can't be music. That's not music.
Let me see if I can find a clean copy. It's so bad. All right, this says clean. I might have to dump it if they lied to me, but this is garbage. Garbage.
You are now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
Yeah, hey, I like lean.
I like beams. I got plugs. What you need? No funds. What you bleed? Oh, you tough. Heard my rap. Did I not? Now they ask what my price. I'm like, no, out of sight. I'm like, yeah, out of sight. I might stay. Am I?
What?
The beat's all right.
The beat's fine.
Just, I don't want any talking over it.
He didn't make the beat. He's ruining the beat.
He found that beat.
I might go, am I, yeah. I might stay, am I, yeah. I might go, am I, yeah. Please stay the fuck away. That's my shit, stay away. I got low on my face. All these clothes, but no babe. I got...
This is like Cat and Hat lyrics. Like, this is the worst. He rhymed MIA with MIA like 3 times. Like, what? It's so bad. That's not even the worst one. The one I was thinking of that, let me see if I can find one here. Oh, it says clean. This is a song that I listened to the other day. That is such a pile of poo-poo. And look, the music, the production side of it, obviously is okay. I don't mind it. But I hate him so much. Listen to him rap.
You are now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
What?
Pop the trunk, I open up, I sold my soul a good price, out of sight. You might got talent, right? Whole squad ran through that. I'm a businessman.
He looks like a 12-year-old little white kid. He does.
Is he not that?
No, I think he's 23 or 24.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Son,
we're the chosen one. I'm sipping out the grass. Don't kiss the test. Keep my wish, but I don't need a while. Yeah, I'm an enemy, a friend of me.
Enunciate, Zan!
He's on Zan.
That's what he's trying to portray, that he's on it, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But he's such a pussy, he went to the hospital for Cheetos. Matt Fernandez had the best tweet when it happened. He's like, I miss real rap when people went to the hospital because they got shot. All these, SoundCloud is like, people are getting rich on SoundCloud. Like, these SoundCloud rappers, they don't even need a label anymore.
No.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. But I don't know. I can't get behind this. And look, I'm very open-minded to music. But we got on this the sand thing because of Cardi B. Her music's poo-poo to me. It really is. I just can't do it.
And she's getting connected and she's collabing with Maroon 5 and Bruno Mars and people who actually have talent.
So sad.
And she just ruins the song.
But because she's polarizing, these acts are like, all right, we put her on our song, we will get a billion more clicks. We'll get a billion more downloads.
They're not wrong.
That's
the sad part. They're not wrong.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And look, trust me, if I could get her on this show, done. Because we will get the most listens ever. But I would hate it. I really would. I'd probably hate it.
She's trash. It upsets me so much that she's so successful.
Yeah.
And she's just throwing it away. Like did she get stopped by the cops, or maybe her husband did, or something like that.
By the way, the her husband's in the Migos.
Yeah, he's Offset.
Garbage.
Yeah, sucks.
I don't
too.
Like Migos. I like their beats, but I don't.
Not
like,
their words.
That's
yeah,
so bad to me.
And then you're getting in fights and brawls at like Fashion Week and strip clubs.
Yeah.
Like. I hate to say it, but it's just it's really...
a bad look.
It's a bad look.
Yeah. And you're not helping the culture and the of rap music and stuff. It's like...
You're perpetuating the hip-hop culture stereotypes.
The negative stereotypes.
The negative stereotypes, right.
Yeah,
that
sucks.
This is like, you know, you're acting hood or thug or something like that. And
you're just giving fuel to like racist and all these other guys that paint a bad picture for hip-hop culture. You're not helping the cause at all. Like, just be a normal person. You know what I mean? Like, you never see Jay-Z getting into trouble, you know?
Well, not anymore, but he was selling crack for a little bit.
Well, when he started out, I mean, you got to buy CDs.
Start from the bottom. Now we're, now we're here.
Biggie was, he just selling drugs to try to feed his daughter, you know?
Angie Cordell on Twitter just said, at Johnny B Show, at Johnny B Comedy, Lil Xan has a face tattoo that says Z-lover. I mean, he's obviously so relatable.
He's horrible. It just seems like he's trying so hard, and people feed into it.
It's
dating Noah Cyrus. Like, What?
Oh, Jesus. The one with the tears?
Yeah, she's
$12,000 tears. Yeah. Get out of here.
And it's like, what is going on? What's wrong with the world?
I mean, that's fine. Those two people, I feel like, just cancel each other out.
Yeah. But come on, man. It's very annoying. It's very, very annoying. But there you go. Cardi B.
She's a mom. She's someone's mom. Someone's going to be saying, Mama, and that's going to be Cardi B. That's so upsetting to me.
Yeah, she turned herself in. She was officially arrested and charged with two misdemeanors, assault and reckless endangerment, according to the NYPD. They have her mugshot, her fingerprints. She is scheduled for arraignment on October 29th. This is just going to make her more money. That's all it's going to do. She'll write a stupid song about it, throwing some boop, 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 and people will eat it up. Oh, the jabba, 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 pop, pop.
She's talentless. It's very upsetting to me. There's so many people who will never, ever even get the chance.
I know.
You know, and here she is. She's made it. She broke through and zero talent.
Isn't it sad?
Yeah.
Let's play some Cardi B. You want to?
Yeah.
I'd prefer Jardy B, to be honest with you.
Mm. Okay. What's your favorite Cardi B song?
Oh, my favorite
one? None of them. Yeah.
I kind of like the original, like, breakout soundtrack, Bodak Yellow, which you're playing right now.
Yeah. Good beat.
Hey.
She sucks. All right. Here's how you become a millionaire, B-holes. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. What? Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. Oh, if I see she's riding money moves with money moves. That means I don't with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what a hoop. Let's find out and see. Again, Cardi, the beat's great. Like, I really enjoy the beat. You know where
I think we should translate Cardi B into English. You want to do that?
Yes, please, because I have no idea what she's talking about.
Okay, pull up some Cardi B lyrics. Luckily for you guys, I've been studying Cardi B, and I can translate. As a B myself, Cardi B is understood by other Bs, so I will translate Cardi B because I am Johnny B, and we are slightly related via entertainment.
All right.
So
I got the lyrics to Bodak Yellow up right now.
Oh, absolutely. Line per line, I will translate Cardi B for all the B-holes out there that really want to know what she's saying.
Yeah, because I have no idea.
She has a message, obviously.
She might as well be speaking Latin, because I'm very confused.
Well, I'm here for you guys.
All right, here we go. She says, said little bitch, you can't F with me if you wanted to.
Clearly what she meant by that. I'm sorry, could you read that line one more time?
Said little bitch, you can't F with me if you wanted to. Is she prefacing something?
What she said was she was talking to another girl, maybe as someone smaller than her, and she was letting her know, excuse me, ma'am, you really can't bother me with the attempts you're making at offending me.
I see. Yeah. She says, these expensive, these is, not these are, but these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes, like bloody show, but shoes.
Oh, this is an intermediate level translation, but okay. I think I got this one. Clearly, she meant, my shoes that I'm wearing, they're expensive, but I can afford to have your blood on them if I attack you physically, and I am prepared to pay the price to do so because I've had blood on my shoes before.
Got it.
Yeah.
She says, hit the store. I can get them both. I don't want to choose, and I'm quick. Cut a N-word off, so don't get comfortable. Do you ever read this and then realize none of these words rhyme? Off and comfortable.
Yeah, no. It's horrible.
But because of the emphasis of the word.
I hate rap that doesn't rhyme. I hate it so much.
Is it even rap?
Yeah, it is now. Ryan?
I guess.
Could you read that line one more time for me? Because this is a hard one.
Hit the store, I can get them both. I guess referring to the shoes.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to choose. And I'm quick. Cut a or off, so don't get comfortable.
Clearly. She stated, once again,
so elegantly,
financially, she's in a position that owning more than one pair of shoes is not a problem for her.
Also,
she is not afraid to cut ties or end the relationship of a friend or an acquaintance who bothers her about said shoes.
I got you.
Oh, I got some lyrics.
Oh, please.
This is from here. Her song, I Like It.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yes.
Now I like dollars. I like diamonds. Mm. I like stunting. I like shining. Mm. I like million-dollar deals. Mm. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing.
She's signing. What is she signing?
I think this one's pretty cut, clear, and dry. Not a difficult translation at all. What she's saying is, I'm an untalented bitch that just made a lot of money. Thank you for giving me a contract. Idiots. Please, bring me something else. That was too easy.
Here you go. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali, fur coat Ferrari.
Oh, yeah.
Hop out the stew, jump in the coop, Big Dipper on top of the roof.
Oh, it's so easy. Clearly, in a drunken stupor, she pulled a very expensive car through the drive-thru of a local Taco Bell, decided to buy said Taco Bell, climbed up a ladder to the top, and ate Nachos Bel Grande from the rooftop.
I do love a Nacho Bel Grande.
Not bad, especially with the view. What else we got?
Yeah.
This is so easy, dude. I thought Cardi B would be tougher than this.
Let's see here. She says, look, I don't dance now. I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance. I make money move. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't F with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch. I make bloody moves.
All right. Clearly, she's referencing her past employment at the strip club.
Mm.
But now she's saying that she makes money move, meaning she makes a lot of money, and some of it may or may not be legit, so she has to launder it through small businesses
like
she owns.
Like yeah. Jason Bateman, okay.
Okay, maybe something like that, or maybe, you know, even like Breaking Bad when they bought the car wash.
Sure.
And then, once again, the bloody moves, very, very once a month kind of a reference.
Ooh, like a bloody show.
Pretty gross, actually, yeah. Oh, she just wants to let you know that, you know, she's not having another baby anytime soon.
I got some, and this you're not getting this one. There's
Man,
no
come on, dude.
There's no shot you're translating this one.
You cannot stump Johnny B with the Cardi B.
Okay, here we go. Look at me. They ain't like me before. Now they booking me. The glow up got bitches all shook at me like they S Cardi B, what you cooking B. Come on, Johnny.
Dude, she's saying, look at me. Everybody's booking me.
Not a chance. That's not. I don't.
She's saying, I am so popular, I'm getting booked at venues I clearly have the talent not to be in. But you idiots are buying into it. That's what she's saying. She's calling us out for spending our money on it.
I ain't spending money on ish.
No, me neither. I got Spotify Premium. I get all my stuff for $9.99 a month, bitch. Hell yeah. All right. I think we've proven a point here.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.